I've had this wonderful relationship with the internet since 95. It was after Mallrats went in the toilet. I was feeling really depressed, and somebody was like, hey man, you should check out some of the Clark Shrines that I've seen online on the internet. To which I was like, what the fuck's the internet? And then once they told me about it and told me where to find it, I went to there was a small internet cafe that had just opened up in Red Bank. So I asked the dude there, can you help me? I gotta find, somebody's telling me to find this thing, and I need to find it. Is it a browser or something that I need to enter an address in? So I did it, and I saw this website that Ming Chen, who was a student in college in Ann Arbor, Michigan, had put together. He was just a fan of the movie, and mind you, again, 95. So imagine the graphics of 1995 on dial-up. Still, it was mind-bending to me. I was like, I had no terminology or language with which to describe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, it looks like a book, but it's on a machine, on a computer somehow, and I don't understand it. It's pictures, but like a magazine, but not a magazine, because I can't. So through a friend, I got in touch with that dude Ming, and I was like, hey man, would you ever be interested in building a website for the company, for Viewaskew? Because I think that'd be kind of fun to. I said, what I want to do is I have this dream of being able to, like, once a week, just kind of have, like, a town hall, like a Q&A thing. And he was like, well, I'll do you one better. There's a thing called a message board, and we'll put it up, and you will never be lonely again, he said. You'll be able to talk to anybody, anytime of night, anywhere, a lot of places all over the world. I was like, get out of here. So he introduced me to the notion of that, and suddenly that changes and shapes who you are and what you're doing and whatnot, because suddenly it's not like I make movies and wonder what the audience thinks. Now I can make movies and find out instantly what they thought after they get home from seeing the movie. And I'm not just hearing from critics or people in the newspaper. I'm hearing from a dude who's like, you know, I work at Dairy Queen, so I don't have a lot of disposable cash, so going to your movie was a big deal to me, and you fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of honesty, that's more interesting. A people's history of your movies rather than, you know, the how they performed on a stat chart, what they made or what the critics thought of it or something like that. You just want to hear, like, what somebody, because going to the movies is such an ordeal anymore, you know? It's like, if you got kids, you got to find somebody to watch your kids. And you go to the movie theater, and the ticket prices are $10 to $15, depending on where you go. Popcorn, you know, you got to put down a mortgage on your house or some lame joke like that. It's just like, it's so fucking expensive. And then you get to the movie, and chances are, it could suck. So all that time and effort, you're like, why did we bother? You know, that's why, and it makes sense that DVD is way more popular, because, fuck, who doesn't want to watch shit, like, in a comfort of their own home and whatnot? You know, it's like, let's pop it in and watch it here, and I can watch it, I can stop, I can take a shit, jerk off, come back, continue watching the movie. You can't do that in a movie theater. You ever try to ask an audience to wait while you go jerk off in the bathroom? They don't pause that flick. So, boy, I got lost telling that. Where did I go? I forgot what we were talking about.
You were saying that it's a big ordeal to go to movies.
Big ordeal to go to the movies. So for me, I always felt like, you know, make it worth the trip. You know, just like that's the way I feel about it and whatnot.